This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The United States and European Union agreed to pull back from a trade dispute with creation of a high-level working group to discuss problems. The development followed talks at the White House Wednesday between President Donald Trump and EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker.
So we had a big day, very big. We met right here at the White House to launch a new phase in the relationship between the United States and the European Union, a phase of close friendship, of strong trade relations in which both of us will win.
Mr. Juncker said as long as the two sides negotiate, they'll hold off on any new tariffs.
We have identified a number of areas on which to work together. Work towards zero tariffs on industrial goods. That was my main intention, to propose to come down to zero tariffs on industrial goods.
Trade tensions were ready to escalate with the U.S. threatening new tariffs on European vehicles over its trade practices. Global markets reacted positively. That doesn't surprise AMP Capital chief economist Shane Oliver in Australia.
So the fact that the two sides are talking, the fact that the Europeans are actually open to removing their tariffs on industrial goods and also trade barriers generally, I think you'd have to say is a very positive sign.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump took to Twitter again Wednesday complaining about Chinese counter-tariffs aimed at American agriculture, calling them a vicious way to extract concessions. China's President Xi Jinping warned Wednesday there are no winners in a global trade war. The Chinese leader, speaking at the BRICS Summit of Nations in Johannesburg, said unilateralism and protectionism would be resolutely rejected. Japan executed six more members of the doomsday cult Aum Shinrikyo, responsible for a deadly sarin gas attack in the Tokyo subway in 1995. All 13 of the group have been on death row. This is VOA News.